News Corp founder Rupert Murdoch joined with officials from Apple today to unveil The Daily. It's the first national news outlet designed from scratch for the iPad. Readers will have to pay 99 cents a week, or about $40 a year. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Rupert Murdoch was clearly glowing this morning as he spoke to reporters at the Guggenheim Museum, Manhattan's famed shrine to modern art.
New times demand new journalism. Our challenge was to take the best of traditional journalism, competitive, shoe-leather reporting, good editing, a skeptical eye, and combine it with the best of contemporary technology.
Murdoch said he hoped to capitalize on a growing tech-savvy demographic, one that's educated, sophisticated, and presumably affluent, one that doesn't regularly read papers or watch the news, but does consume media more generally.
Readers will enjoy the engaging design of a professionally edited magazine, the immediacy of the web, the original reporting and distinctive voice of a newspaper, as well as stunning photography and high-definition video.
Executives promised The Daily would have verve. One of today's dispatches described Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak's daughter-in-law as being, quote, known for her caramel tresses and pouty lips. That's verve for you. Other articles were crisply written, if largely brief, and the mix was heavy on gossip, entertainment, and sports. Given the conservatism of many of Murdoch's news outlets, new editor Jesse Angelo was asked about The Daily's ideological stance.
We believe in free ideas. We believe in free people. I think people will be interested to hear what we have to say and perhaps surprised.
Readers haven't always been eager to pay for a digital publication, but there's a lot of corporate muscle behind this project, including from Murdoch's own television channels. Fox News and Fox Business Network each carried Murdoch's announcement live for a half hour today, even as violence was erupting on the streets of Cairo. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.